How we doing, everybody? Hope you're having a great day, and thank you for listening to this episode of the AuthoraCast, the podcast that is all things Georgia World Congress Center Authority. On today's episode, we're talking food here at GWCC, and I'm sure if you think of Convention Center food, you may not be thinking of five-star meals, but our partners and exclusive food service provider Levy Restaurants has been and continues to change the game on that. On this episode, I sit down with Stevie Chumley, who's the general manager of Levy Convention Centers here at GWCC. We talk the process for event planners, the variety of foods offered, some surprises folks have had eating here at GWCC, and what all Levy is doing in the sustainability space, which is quite a lot. Stevie Chumley, the general manager of Levy Convention Centers here at Georgia World Congress Center. I'm sure I already said that in the intro, but thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, if somebody comes to Georgia World Congress Center Authority or Georgia World Congress Center on our whole campus, I mean, there's probably a good chance if they ate that Levy had a hand in that somehow, whether it's just getting coffee or getting a full meal, you're sitting down at a banquet. So, I mean, what all do y'all offer here on the campus?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are responsible for all of the premium catering. So if an event or show comes in-house and orders food and beverage, our team is responsible for servicing those events. And then we're also responsible for all of the concessions, or what we call retail restaurants and cafes here in the building. So all of our restaurants, any of our portable carts for folks to, cash and carry, if you will. So we're responsible for all of those concepts as well.
Very cool. The customers come in, whether it's for a show or something like that. I mean, I know this is probably, it could be an hour long answer, but I mean, kind of what's that process? Like, how soon do they reach out, if that makes sense? Or how soon do y'all make contact? And kind of what's that process like if you're coming for, whether it's something that you want to have, a huge banquet meal, or, I know y'all set up food carts and things like that for folks to pick up, and there's a million different options.
Yes. So depending on the size of the program is kind of how far in advance folks reach out. Obviously, the larger the program, the longer the lead time is, if you will, or the planning process is. And so it could be, 18 months. It could be 60 days for some of the smaller programs. But for the most part, I would say that the planning process is roughly a year prior to them actually landing here in Atlanta. So the trick is understanding how food and beverage is going to fit into their overall programming and how we can activate based on the needs of the show and give people a food and beverage experience versus just, kind of your run-of-the-mill, what people almost expect out of a convention center. And so it does take some time to curate those experiences. And so we like to be touching folks at least a year before they get here.
And I like that you mentioned what people expect from a convention center, because I'm sure expectations might be low, and whenever I've eaten some of the food, I've been blown away. And of course, that probably sounds like a commercial from me. But it's one of those things that, just what are some things that people come in and they had low expectations and y'all kind of blew them out of the water with things.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say the number one thing we hear is food quality, and how there is definitely a stigma in the convention center space of, rubber convention center chicken, which most people are used to having when they go to like a large plated or gala meal. And so it's one of the coolest things about our job is that our customers love our food, which is very important to us, obviously, that we're serving a good product that we can stand behind. But it's also such a big part of our culture in the South. Food is very social and it brings people together. And so I think, it's something that we hear a lot, like, wow, I wasn't expecting the food to be so good, which is, so great. And I wish I could say that I had anything to do with that. But we have an amazing team of chefs who, this is like they are passionate about food. And so it's just really cool to hear people say, you know, and they do. They absolutely come in with low expectations. The bar is fairly low in the convention center space, but they are always very pleasantly surprised by how good the food is.
Yeah, so I'm sure you can get a ham sandwich in a bag if you want, but, you know, that's probably something that Chef Billy and the team aren't, you know, trying to do too often.
That's right.
What are some of the cool things that you've seen the team come up with? You know, whether it was something that somebody brought in and they had these huge ideas and, you know, you thought that's a big undertaking, or, you know, maybe they were talked into doing something a little different if they had low expectations for convention center food.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think something that we're seeing a lot of, which is really unique and interesting, is that kind of the AI robotics is making its way into the catering space. So we did something recently with a conveyor belt with small plates. And so it was presenting food in a different way that was unexpected and unconventional, and people loved it. It was such a hit. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that as, you know, frictionless technologies are being integrated into catering and definitely into the kind of restaurant spaces, right? The self-checkouts and things like that. So that part of our industry is really, it's growing substantially, like at a very quick rate. And it's really cool to see, because I think before, right, it's you're trying to come up with a way to do an out-of-the-box lunch, right? How can I make a box lunch cool? And so seeing technology start to really come into the food and beverage space has been neat and very interesting to see. And then beyond that, beyond tech advances, right? Because I think that's probably happening at every level of businesses. Is seeing people who are from completely different parts of the world come in and enjoy something that is unique to Atlanta. Not a lot of people realize that Atlanta is such a food city, and it is. And there are definitely things that are, I would say, are very, like, so Atlanta, like lemon pepper wings. That's such an Atlanta thing. And so seeing people come and experience that and like it is really cool. You know, I think we might get tired of, like, we're doing Southern cuisine again, but we have to remember that that might be that attendee's first time experiencing that type of food. So that's one of the coolest things to see, is people who have no idea how great Atlanta is and how cool of a food destination it is, come here, eat on our campus, love the food, and really kind of have, like, an immersive, you know, culture experience here. So that's some of the cool stuff.
Yeah, and hand up, before I moved here, you know, I'd heard about lemon pepper wings, all that kind of stuff, and I looked at it and said, really, huh? And now that's what I get anytime I have wings.
It's a win.
But is that kind of cool to kind of bring people, you know, because it seems like, I don't know if that's something new in the travel industry or people have always done that and I'm just noticing it, but really trying to immerse themselves in where they're at, whether it's, you know, just they're flying in for 2 days for a convention or they're really trying to get out and see things. But is that cool, being able to kind of present people, hey, this is Atlanta on a plate, even if they're just passing through?
Absolutely. We have an entire secret menu, right? And it's all Atlanta themed, which we love to, you know, we love to have people pick items from that menu, because just what you said, right? I definitely think, especially kind of the younger generation, they are all about experiences, and even more so than, you know, buying something or like buying a souvenir from wherever they are. They want an experience out of that destination. And so we have the coolest job ever, because we get to do that with food. And right, again, it's the social aspect. It's bringing people together to break bread. It's such an important part of what we do. And so if we can deliver that experience over some very uniquely Atlantan things, that's what it's all about.
Is there anything that comes to mind, cool things, you know, that just certain dishes, maybe, you know, you don't have to shout out the show, but, you know, just cool things that kind of come to mind, and it may be recently, it may be a long time ago, but just things that you were really proud of that, you know, y'all were able to put together and the team was able to put together for a customer, or things that just kind of stick out maybe?
Yeah, for sure. I would say definitely, you know, us as event professionals being able to understand the bigger picture is really important, and listening to what a show needs or expects out of the food service piece is really important, right? Listening, understanding, and then creating that experience to fit within what they're looking for. And so we've been able to do that, you know, in a lot of ways. We've been able to accomplish meal periods here that you can't do anywhere else just because of the sheer size of the facility that we are very fortunate to work in. But, you know, whether it's like a plated meal for 24,000 people, which is the biggest plated meal I certainly have ever been a part of, and, you know, or if it's, you know, a giant tech program where they're feeding, you know, 20,000 plus people in 2 hours, and just the logistics and how that works, and then knowing that the product's really good too, obviously, is the frosting. But I would say there are things that are very unique to GWCC that there are just, you just simply cannot accomplish in other locations, which we've been able to do some really, really cool benchmark events, right? Obviously, some of the massive sporting events that not a lot of other campuses get to experience. And because of our connectivity with our sporting venues, and we're so walkable, and, you know, we have this very, very historical landmark with Centennial Olympic Park, it's really just creates a different environment, and definitely something that makes our campus very unique, which in turn makes food service very unique. And so that's some of the coolest events that we've done here, I think, are because of just the sheer scale and volume of the food that we're serving, and then knowing that the food is really good on top of that. So we're not just serving, you know, 20,000 plus rubber chicken breasts, but it's actually something that people remember and, you know, still talk about to this day. And gosh, that meal was years and years ago. So I think part of working in this facility in particular is that we are very fortunate on the food side to be able to do things that not a lot of other convention centers get to experience, because of our size, because of the way that we're uniquely positioned in the city and our infrastructure. So, you know, we definitely take that responsibility very seriously of continuing to operate at a level where people are having true experiences around food and beverage.
And I like that you said food service, because, yeah, you know, my one lane brain just goes immediately to food. But, you know, with hospitality being, heck, the name of the game and stuff, and, you know, we always say to the Southern hospitality here in Atlanta, I mean, just what are maybe some of the responses you've gotten from folks with just the customer service aspect of everyone? Shout out Mr. Henry Lyons,
yes,
who was recognized
right.
a couple weeks ago.
Right.
But, you know, just, I mean, what is the response that you get from folks, not only just about the food, but the service with the food as well?
Yeah, that's huge, right? I was just saying recently that the service industry is very unique, in that you have to find individuals that are willing and happy to put someone else's needs before their own. It is an act of service. That is why it is customer service, the service industry. And so I think, you know, and I would argue this point with anybody, we have the nicest people that work for us, that they come in every day and this is who they are, right? It is Southern hospitality. It is very much, I'm going to ask you how you are and I want to actually know. And that is also, again, very unique to, I think, geographically where we are in the country, but also this building in particular and the culture that has been cultivated here. I've done a lot of traveling and supporting in other events, and there is a difference in people being nice and people being kind. And I feel through the interactions that I have with the feedback we get from our customers, we have just very genuine, kind people who want to deliver an experience that they can't get in any other city. you know, I am a local native Atlantan, and so I'm obviously very passionate about our hospitality here, and I think a lot of the people on our team have really adopted that culture as well, that the customer is first, and if we can lead with that, we're going to win every time.
And changing lanes a little bit, you know, sustainability efforts, just kind of what are, that might be a huge umbrella to get under, but just what are some things that Levy's doing in that space here in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's huge. I think the conversation in general is moving a lot in the direction of sustainability in the sustainability vein. There's a ton that food service has the responsibility to do in that space, and I think even show managers now are putting in a lot of their proposal requests, you know, what are those metrics? What are you doing? Because it's important and people want to know about it. And so there are some things that we've been able to do, accomplish over the last couple of years that I think, you know, we're really proud of, and we need to do a better job of amplifying that story. But, you know, we started a compost program here a couple of years ago. We've seen huge success with that. So anything that we can't donate, we do work with some city partners that will come and help with food rescue efforts, which is huge and very important. And then probably one of the things that we're seeing the biggest impact from is our coffee program, and that We were the first Levy Convention Center to start brewing Change Please Coffee, which is the brand of coffee we brew for all of our premium events. And essentially their mission is to assist people who are experiencing homelessness. They 100% of their profits go towards providing vital services to those folks. They then put them through a training program to be a barista, and then they help place them back into the workforce. And so we're really, really proud to brew their coffee and tell their story. And just from the coffee that we have purchased from them since we started brewing their coffee, we've been able to put 6 people completely through their program, which is just hugely impactful. And, you know, it's such a great story. And I think last year, I believe, we brewed over 21,000 gallons of coffee. And so you think about the impact that just coffee could have, and why not put that towards, you know, an entity that's doing such great work in that space. So just by making a simple, let's order this coffee versus this coffee, we've been able to, you know, to really change people's lives, which is incredible to think about. And then, you know, there's a lot of work being done around food rescue and food insecurity in the community, and making sure that we are being good stewards of all of the product that we get, which is, as you can imagine, quite a bit. And so we want to, again, make sure that that any unused or unconsumed food that is safe to donate is getting back into our kind of immediate surrounding area, which we have great partners with. Second Helpings Atlanta and One Heart Ministries is another one that we donate to. And so, you know, again, sustainability is massive. We've switched all of our serviceware products to compostable products to make sure that, you know, again, we're doing good work and that we're not contributing to the waste streams that, you know, that are happening. And obviously responsible sourcing is big for our company. And our parent company definitely has some overarching sustainability goals, right, to be net zero by, I think it's 2030 and things like that. So there's a lot of work being done in that space, and it's not always the easiest, but it's the right work, you know? So I challenge my team a lot with, are we getting it done or are we getting it done right? And I think, you know, sustainability efforts are only going to ramp up. They're never gonna go backwards, and they shouldn't. And we have a great responsibility to do the hard work around sustainability, because food waste is one of the biggest waste streams that contributes to to poor, you know, poor climate. So it's definitely something that we take seriously and, you know, continue to try to push the needle forward to do even more in that vein, because there's a lot to be done.
Absolutely. And I had a couple of questions off of that. Can folks buy that coffee? Like, if somebody's listening, can they buy that?
They can. Yep. Change, please. Go on their website. You can order personal bags for your home. And it's a definitely a very unique company. They started in the UK. They have a training cafe here in the States. I believe it's right outside of Charlotte. And, you know, we were kind of the first, the trendsetters, if you will, of convention centers to start brewing their coffee. And now there have been a few other ones on the in the Levy portfolio that have started to do the same. So, yeah, I can't say enough good things about them, and the coffee's great.
Yeah, what a perfect partnership too. You're here for 3 days. You're in the building. You know, you need a little pick me up. Boom, coffee. and yeah, it kind of struck me whenever you were talking about local sourcing and stuff like that, because I hope I'm getting this right. I think the number one economy in Georgia is agriculture, and number two is tourism. So why not team them up? I mean, so are y'all, you said you're sourcing local food and things like that. So, I mean, that's kind of also putting money back into the local economy and making everything, you know, a little bit more sustainable that way. So that's awesome. And I know we have the beehives on campus.
We do.
Are y'all able to use any of that honey?
We do. Yeah, we use that honey. The bee statistics are actually very impressive. I don't know the exact numbers, but there's a metric out there that says, you know, how many miles equivalent that the bees flew around the world, which it's so funny, like our little beehives, and they're just out there producing tons of honey. So we get to use that in recipes. We get to, you know, jar it and give it away as giveaways. And so that's also, you know, a cool story. I think, again, people, it's unexpected, it's unconventional, and I think it's one of the fun kind of storytelling aspects that we have here. I know that, you know, we're definitely aspiring to get some sort of garden concept. We would love to, Chef Billy would love to have his own garden here. You know, we kind of nurse plants in random roofs, roof areas when we can, when they're not doing work on the roof and we're getting kicked out. But but, you know, we definitely would love to have some kind of like urban garden concept. And a lot of our compost materials, actually, we work with the only commercial composter in the state of Georgia, Waste Eliminator. They then take that compost, and some of it goes towards Georgia Soils, which is a company that they use. And then that soil comes back and, you know, they use it at schools, they use it in urban garden projects. And so, you know, we could even get some of that soil back here and put it back in campus. We could put it out at COP. And so it's kind of the full life cycle, right? Yeah. From the food waste to the soil, and then us using it in our landscape efforts. And so, it's kind of fun to see that the life cycle of food and, you know, just how much impact you can have by changing simple things about your operation.
Very cool. And some of the, you know, the unused food, things like that, just thinking as a meeting planner, I've never planned a meeting in my life. That's why I'm sitting in front of a microphone. But, you know, just thinking from that vein, I mean, is that something that they work with y'all on? Or do they get involved with that ever? And is that something that they could reach out to y'all about? Or,
absolutely.
I mean, just how does that work?
Yeah, some more than others. I think there are definitely certain companies, right, that have very, they stand on their sustainability goals. And so they look to the reporting that's provided to kind of help them make educated decisions about meal types and things like that. We had a group who were trying to decide if they wanted to do, you know, a box lunch or a disposable meal, or if they wanted to use china, thinking that, well, if we use the china plate, it's less wasteful than using a compostable box, which opened up a really interesting conversation, or I thought was interesting conversation, about water usage. And, you know, GWCC is not a brand new facility, and some of our aging equipment, right? I'm like, well, it actually probably would be better for the environment if you use the compostable box than us running thousands of dishes through the dish pit, because the dish pit is 20 years old and it's not water efficient, right? And so it's definitely opens up interesting conversations with the show managers who are heavily involved in sustainability efforts. But absolutely, we can always provide composting metrics and, you know, how like water usage things, all of that. We measure all of that through a Levy specific program called Waste Not 2.0. And it has a great dashboard that shows all of our measurements through, you know, if it was a food waste due to overproduction, if it was food waste because it was true, like trim, shells, bones, things that you cannot actually consume. And so we recognize that part of being able to tell that story is being able to measure. And so we can always provide measurements to show managers, which also I think kind of sets us apart, because definitely more and more we're seeing them ask for that. And I think, you know, it's not something that every venue can provide. And so we love to kind of be the industry leader, if you will, to be able to provide those types of reporting metrics to customers, and then them also be really proud to tell what their show did in that vein to make sustainability a kind of a forethought. So yeah, it's cool to be able to be a part of that for the shows that, you know, when you're feeding 20,000 people, you're definitely generating some waste. And so they want to know what happens to that waste. And we're happy that we are able to show that we're doing something versus it just going to the landfill.
And I'm going to put you on the spot. Okay. Do you ever get to eat some of the cool things that the team creates? And if so, what, I mean, maybe not a favorite, because that's hard to pick out. That's probably like asking somebody who their favorite kid is, or right, something, if they have more than one kid. But so what are some things that you were like, oh my gosh, that's so good, you know, and you wanted to eat it again?
Yeah, you know, I do. I get to eat a lot. It's funny because in different meetings and things, people are like, why aren't you eating? I'm like, well, I'm surrounded by food all day, which is great, but also can be a little bit tricky, right? We have our own bakery here, and so they know, all the chefs know, if I'm not in my office, they're like, where's Stevie? I'm probably in the kitchen somewhere. So they're used to seeing me back there. But, you know, I think some of my favorite things that we do are things that I feel, again, are very unique to our facility. Some different trademark items that you really can't get if you're going somewhere else, right? They're like, it's Chef Billy's recipe of whatever it is. I love that. And I think people like that because the feeling that you're getting of like, this is something exclusive, right? It's exclusive to GWCC and I can only get it here. And I know it's going to taste this way, and it's going to taste the same that it tasted 10 years ago, right? Which we are fortunate enough that Chef Billy has been on this campus for many, many years. So there's a lot to say about consistency, but, you know, I think it's definitely some of those very unique to us things that that I love. And my team always says they know when it's a Stevie menu, when I made the menu, because they see all of the things, like, they're like, chocolate covered bacon, Stevie made this menu. Like, they just know that it's me. But yeah, I think, again, there are so many fantastic recipes that we do here. And, you know, we get to feed our team members every day. We have a fantastic employee cafeteria, which, again, very unique to us. Not a lot of convention centers have what we have in that asset. And so, we get to feed our team members, which is amazing and so fun. So, you know, we all stood down there and stared at the hot dog roller one day because we were just so excited that we had a hot dog roller in the employee cafeteria, and they love it. So, yeah, I think we get to serve a lot of food. We get to serve a lot of really good food, and we get to do that for external guests and internal guests and our team members.
Yeah, I think second day, something like that, I went down to eat, and, you know, I was just thinking, oh, okay, you know, I'll grab something to eat, whatever. Yeah. It was meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Yeah. I'm a sucker for meatloaf. I said, okay. Yes. And it was a huge plate.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, we'll feed you.
Yeah, good stuff. I don't know why everybody I talked to, I mean, I knew this was going to be about food, but everybody I talked to, it comes back to food.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'm always hungry after, but luckily I've got a snack.
That's right.
I think that's about all I got for you, Stevie. Okay. I appreciate your time, and
awesome.
Thanks for coming over to chat.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, like I said there at the end, somehow food always seems to come up, but at least with this episode, it was all about food, and you knew that coming in if you checked out the description and the title of this one. But if you're an event planner looking for more information on Levy, you can check out levyrestaurants.com, Levy spelled L-E-V-Y, that's levyrestaurants.com. If it's specific to GWCC, check out gwcca.org. Thanks again to Stevie for taking some time to chat about what all Levy's doing here in Atlanta, and thank you for listening in. Now go get something to eat if you got hungry listening to it, and we'll see you next time.